prognostic impact of iron metabolism changes in patients with acute coronary syndrome and its correlation with TIMI risk score and 6-month left ventricular performance. Iron is vital for human metabolism and function. One major cause of anemia is a shortage of iron. On the other hand, a low blood iron level does not always indicate an abnormal hemoglobin concentration. Left ventricular function, ferritin, and blood iron levels were investigated 6 months following the acute coronary syndrome index event. In addition, we searched for correlation between TIMI risk score, cytokines such as CRP, and serum iron content. Materials and methods. From August 2021 to July 2022, 100 consecutive patients of STEMI and NSTEMI who were admitted in the cardiology department in a government hospital in Odisha were the subject of this study. The inclusion criteria was age in the range of 18 to 70 years and patients with STEMI or NSTEMI. We measured the CRP, transferrin saturation, total iron binding capacity, ferritin and blood iron at baseline. The left ventricular ejection fraction difference was assessed 6 months after baseline echocardiography and follow-up. Various factors were assessed while calculating the short and long-term prognosis, including the patient's heart failure at admission and any deaths that took place in hospitals within 6 months after the index event. Statistical analysis. After examining the data in Excel, SPSS was used to evaluate it. For each continuous variable, the mean and standard deviation were calculated. For each category, proportion and frequencies were calculated. To compare continuous variables between study groups, the independent t-test was used. We used Pearson's correlation coefficient to evaluate continuous variable association. The John Kerry-Terpstra test was performed to see if serum ferritin and iron levels correlated with TIMI risk score. All statistical evaluation used a significance level of p less than 0.05. Results. Over the course of the study, we analyzed data from 100 individuals. There were 34% cases of NSTEMI and 66% cases of STEMI. In our study, we found that a family history of coronary artery disease was found in 6% patients, hypertension in 37%, smoking in 27%, diabetes mellitus in 27%, and dyslipidemia in 90% of cases. Of the 66 patients diagnosed with STEMI, 13 cases occurred within 12 hours. We also assessed the TIMI risk score and found that 12.1% of the STEMI group had a TIMI risk score of 2, 24.25% had each score of 3 and 4, 16.7% had score of 5 and 6 each, 3% had scores of 7 and 8 each. The percentage of patients with 2, 3 and 4 NSTEMI scores were respectively 41.2%, 47% and 11.8%. The study also showed that 45% had single vessel disease, 32% had double vessel disease, 13% had triple vessel disease, 2% had multi-vessel disease, 3% had non-significant coronary artery disease, and 1% had normal coronaries, whereas 4% did not agree for coronary angiography. Participants' ferritin and transferrin levels did not change significantly between reference group, although the frequency of participants' blood iron levels did. In our study, females had a higher prevalence of iron insufficiency, that is 68%, than males, 48%. Serum iron and hemoglobin have a positive statistically significant connection. At 6 months, there is a statistically significant connection between LVEF and serum iron, and also a positive correlation and a significant statistical relationship between serum iron levels and LVEF improvement after 6 months. There was a statistically significant correlation between serum iron and TIMI risk score at admission in STEMI patients. There was no statistically significant correlation between serum ferritin, anti-mirror score, serum ferritin and improvement in LVEF at 6 months, serum ferritin and CRP, serum ferritin and LVEF at baseline, and serum ferritin and improvement in LVEF at 6 months. Conclusion: patients whose LVEF improved by less than 10% from baseline had significantly reduced blood iron levels regardless of hemoglobin content. Patients with ACS who had lower blood iron concentrations at baseline had a worse recovery in left ventricular systolic function 6 months following their initial ACS event. In our study, the prevalence of iron insufficiency was 48% in men and 68% in women. According to this study, women are more likely than males to be iron deficient. In addition to being an indicator of inflammation, hyperferemia may be the target of a novel biomarker with potential application in medicine in the near future. It could be useful in predicting left ventricular function following an acute coronary syndrome.